Good afternoon, Daniel.
Thank you very much for your time. Caruso Road has been gone from 100 k's down to 80 k's. Is there a reason behind that?
Yeah, Daniel, that was over a long period of time based on past accidents, the accident history, crashes at the site, and discussion around, you know, the road alignment in that area. So it was considered that the most appropriate crash prevention method would be to decrease the speed. Mm-hmm. And I know people have different views on that, and you see it play out in different ways. You often hear people who are against something in social media, but then also have an equal number of people who are highly supportive who've been advocating for that.
Yep.
So that's always the issue there. But, you know, the bottom line is we want less accidents. We don't want wildlife killed and injured. We don't probably need to remove as many trees as might have been thought in that area. And then there's also the issue, which has come up for a long time with residents, particularly to the south there, safer access, getting out of driveways, mm-hmm. But also getting into them. You know, you've got trucks zooming up behind you and all of that to be able to turn safely as well as to get out. That's been raised many times. So there's a range of factors there. It's not just about getting from point A to point B, but we're thinking about all of the other associated things that are happening in that precinct.
So that's the reason why it's been put down to 80Ks. Hopefully that answers a few questions from people, as you say, on social media. Lockdown obviously was tough for a lot of people. It was a snap lockdown. It went for a little bit longer than what people were hoping for. The City of Greater Bendigo are offering support for people who might be doing it a little bit tough.
Yes, we've had a pandemic relief and recovery committee that I chair, which is comprised of about 25 different organisations, community organisations and services. And the city actually reopened the COVID helpline during this recent lockdown. It sort of dovetails into that broader picture of who's doing what around the region. But we really needed to know, you know, where to direct people who might be, again, needing access to things like emergency food relief or financial assistance, or very importantly, counselling and mental health support. Because I think that as people have, you know, discussed, the series of lockdowns has, in some people's perspectives, or from some views, created a bit of a weariness with the whole process of here we go again. And so those repercussions for mental health and wellbeing are quite profound. So we need to know who to direct people to, what services are available and all of that. So that's what the aim of that COVID helpline was for.
Yep.
But then beyond that, we have this, as I mentioned, this COVID Relief and Recovery Committee. And that's a really important and it's very relevant collaboration of services that are all working for community benefit, whether it's from a hospital, a community house, a multicultural service, or the police, the housing haven, the library. You know, we've got a whole range of people around this table who can not only bring to the table what they're noticing for their sector, but then work collaboratively to get a better outcome. And that's happening, which is really fantastic.
So if anyone does need any assistance, what's the best way they can get in touch?
Well, at the moment, the COVID helpline through City of Greater Bendigo, which will be on the website and on Facebook. And then also, I think individual services obviously have other offerings. Yep. And so whether it is your community health or, you know, which has the mental health linkages or other services specifically. But we know that people still need some support. And obviously, it's a time of change.
Yep.
We know the drill now. We know what we're going back to and that we've had the masks. We still need to do social distancing and hand sanitising. Really importantly, I keep stressing this, the QR codes, now they're easier to use and they're everywhere and people are getting more and more into that habit. Having seen with this last outbreak just how important that is, because it allows us to shorten the lockdown when you can do the contact tracing better and then isolate people, and that's the whole point of it. So, yeah, by doing that, obviously people have got to go up. Is they're eligible for vaccinations, certainly that's still really, really important.
Yeah.
Until we can get that critical number of people in the community vaccinated, we'll still be vulnerable to some degree. So we just need to keep our fingers crossed. Like, there's been zero cases today, so that's a really promising sign. So I hope coming into the long weekend, people can feel encouraged by that, and looking at the sun outside after all the dreadful weather we've had. Be really nice to be able to get outside and do a few things in the sun this weekend.
Well, that's the plan that I'm looking at. Whether it comes to fruition is a different story, though, Mayor. And just finally, Mayor, something that I'm looking forward to. I'm not sure if it's a one-day event. Maybe you can help me out. This Little Eat Street event. This sounds like a whole lot of fun.
Yes, and I was really pleased to be down there during the week at the little launch there was. And people will be familiar with that whole precinct behind the Coles car park, that area of Littleton Terrace. The traders have got together. You might have noticed over a period of time, there's been more and more food offerings in that little precinct. And now it's got to, like, I think there'll be at least 13 food premises and food businesses that are in that precinct have all joined together to collaborate, and also to do this as a series throughout winter called Slow Smoking Saturdays. I think that refers a bit to the barbecue offerings outside Whole Foods and maybe one of the others, but then also a range of other things that'll be out there on the footpath. So each Saturday, and it's going to be from, I think, 8:30 till 2:30, so plenty of time. You might do your shopping, wander around, and then find that there's some really tasty offerings there that you can find. And then the other part of that has been, as people may be aware, that there had been some antisocial issues in that precinct over the several months previously. And this has been a concerted effort to get that, to flip that, to get the foot traffic there, to activate that space and to, to take ownership of that precinct. But excitingly for me, and I think I hope for everyone else too, as we're a city of gastronomy, these types of food precincts are fantastic.
Yep.
And one of the things that it actually does have as its theme is it's about global food. So there's a variety of different cultures and different cultures of food that are going to be offered. So that expands our understanding of the cultural identities and what food brings to that too. So that's really exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. But hopefully I can get there tomorrow. I'm not sure because obviously I'll be on air tomorrow afternoon, but certainly looking
maybe
forward.
Maybe next week.
Maybe I'll set my alarm nice and early and we'll try and get in next week. Hey, Mayor, really do appreciate your time this afternoon here on the home stretch, and let's catch up next Friday.
Yep, and have a good long weekend, Daniel.
And to you as well. The City of Greater Bendigo Mayor Councillor Jennifer Alden joining us on Gold Central Victoria.